Hey, guys. Welcome to the Friday episode of the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Bring all the latest world news and health research. You thought I was going to miss it, didn't you?
I did. I was going to pick it up for you. Good morning, guys.
Hope you're having a good Friday. Got a lot of different topics we're going to cover today. I actually got vanilla fit food. I grabbed it by accident, and I said I was going to switch back over to it. We have the vanilla and the chocolate. You know, we used to carry a bunch of different flavors. The thing I found, vanilla and chocolate, you can do just about anything with it. Vanilla, you want to mix purple sticks or, you know, strawberries or bananas, mixes great. Chocolate, you want to mix strawberries or banana with it, it's great.
Mine is chocolate GHI cleanse, chocolate. One purple stick, magnesium brain food, and powdered multiple.
That's a cocktail right there.
It doesn't taste very good, but it's all right.
It looks thick.
It's too much.
The thing is, you got some of the doses, sometimes you got to try them out, figure out how much you got to add of something, because sometimes if you don't add enough water, it does get really thick. Usually about 2 scoops of protein in a purple stick works great for me, but the vanilla and the purple stick usually runs pretty good. I got some interesting updates now. You know, ironically, this Robert F. Kennedy has been pushing this whole topic about getting the shots dropped and everything else. But at the same time now, this article just came out. It said, concerning and bewildering, the FDA just grants full approval of the next generation Moderna COVID vaccine for at-risk infants and children. There's not any data.
How do you know infants are at risk?
Right. And then on top of that, there's no data to the use of this injection in the pediatric population. They didn't submit any type of data showing this actually worked to prevent COVID in children. There's zero data that's submitted. They ran off the old data from the old version. They said they tried it on some mice, and the mice that didn't get the shot contracted COVID.
So they tested on rats.
Right. So what is that? Hey, it's good enough for rats. It's good enough for your child.
Unbelievable.
That's a pretty sick way to look at it. Yeah. So the vaccine was previously available for 6 to 11 under emergency use authorization. It is now fully approved for adults 65 and children and adults between 6 months and 64 years who are a higher risk of COVID. But they're not giving any definition of what high risk of COVID
means. They're doing is they're creating enough obfuscation to keep it on the shot schedule. That's
exactly what they're
doing. To keep the liability exposure down. That's what this all is.
That's what it is.
This is all damage control.
That shows you once again that regulatory agencies remain fully captured by the biopharmaceutical complex. Nobody's seen any data related to this injection in the pediatric population.
It's the synagogue of Satan.
Yeah,
they rule the world through pharmakia.
They may rule the world through pharmakia, but these children are still very real, and these children got very serious problems from called the spike vax.
But there's a concept here that everybody seems to misunderstand with these guys. They don't care about your children.
That's, I understand. They do not care at all.
They don't care about your children. They don't care about you. They don't care about your loved ones. All they care about is how much free air they can breathe and the dollar sign.
That's exactly right.
That's it.
And remember, the shot is also, the back end of it, it's designed to make sure you keep these kids continually rolling in the pediatric office with more and more health problems, more inflammatory markers, more adenoids swollen, more tonsils swollen up, more ear infections, because that continues to generate and drive more revenue for a lot of the firms.
It's the hospital industrial complex.
Exactly what it is.
And it's owned by BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, and the bloodline families. If they can keep everybody sick, they keep their money coming in. Same thing with the military contractors. It's the military-industrial complex. It's the
hospital-industrial
complex.
You don't make any money in contracting if there's not a conflict.
They've got to keep all the cattle sick. And that way, all the cattle need treatment. And then they got to get it all mandated so they have no liability exposures. The cattle have to come in and get their shots.
Listen to this. They had to put it on the vaccine insert now with the full approval. The package insert for Spikevax. For children 6 months and older that are higher risk of COVID. Adverse events include trouble breathing, swelling of the throat, rapid heartbeat, dizziness, weakness, myocarditis, fainting, cerebral seizures, fatigue, headache, nausea, vomiting, irritability, sleeplessness, and others. Give it to a six-month-old.
Well, you know, the problem with all of this is the six-month-old can't talk.
That's exactly right.
So the six-month-old can't blow the whistle on this.
No.
The six-month goals case, I don't feel good after you give me that shot.
Yeah.
They can't say that. They have no blowback from the consumer here. The parent says, my child died. Sudden infant death syndrome. Sorry. Has nothing to do with the shot.
Not related at all.
And remember this too, Austin. As long as they keep these young children shot up, it's going to stop them from going into puberty properly. It's going to stop them from reproducing properly. It's going to stop proper testicular function and ovarian function. So let's make sure we get them shot up as young as we possibly can so they can't reproduce. That's the point here. This is eugenics, all of it. And remember, they're culling the herd because now AI is coming in. Last night, Michael Bear sent me this great song. This is a great song. I sent it to you. Basically, it's a country singer talking about, "I ain't your sugar daddy."
I didn't hear my soul link.
I'm going to post it on the website so you guys can listen to it. So I brought it up as a news story. And he used an AI-generated voice singer, AI-generated music, and Mike wrote all the lyrics. And it's a good song.
That's funny.
He's talking about this girl who comes walking into this bar and basically, you know, wants to have the guy, you know, support her for the rest of her life. And he goes, "I ain't your sugar daddy. I ain't your checkbook." No, it's funny. And it's a great song. In fact, I sent it to Wayne Allen Root this morning. He even loved it. But I love this when this happens. Years ago, I promoted a video called "From JFK to 9/11.
Yes.
It's a rich man's trick. And man, did I get the blowback. Oh, my gosh. So many of you got so upset with me. You said, "Oh, some of the stuff he says is not true. Woody Harrelson's father was not a contract killer for the mob." I'm like, "Yeah, he was." "No, he wasn't." And we covered it on the show.
Yep.
"No, he wasn't. He's a great actor." I'm like, "I don't care what he is for an actor." And he is a great actor. I love the guy. But his dad was a contract killer.
Yeah.
And you think, well,
Woody Harrelson helped that. That's what his dad was doing.
But now here's the thing. 10 years later, Daily Mail comes out with a story. I love to do this, by the way, for all of you naysayers. Of course, they probably long left the show. Woody Harrelson's fans left shocked after discovering who his father is, and they claim, "I never knew this." The actor, 63, has become well known for his roles on Cheers, True Detective, Zombieland, and The Hunger Games. And plus, he did an exceptional job on Pearl Harbor, on that last thing on Midway, that movie that he did. But despite creating a name and reputation of his own, there's more to him than meets the eye. Last month, an account on Instagram called "History Feels" reminded people that Woody Harrelson's father is no longer the mobster and contract killer, Charles Void Harrelson.
Yeah.
You know, I like to say I was right.
Some things age well. That was one of them.
Along a photo of Charles on trial in the 1980s, the account penned, "Charles Void Harrelson, the father of actor Woody Harrelson, was a contract killer with deep state ties to organized crime. Some people say he was one of the ones who were involved in the Kennedy assassination." It makes that claim on from JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick. In 1979, he was charged with the assassination of U.S. District Judge John H. Wood, Jr., the first federal judge to be murdered in the 20th century. Wow. Think about it for a second. Harrelson carried out his hit for $250,000 on behalf of a drug dealer awaiting trial. He was captured after a six-hour standoff with police. Notice how this is all hushed up. During which he confessed to multiple killings, including JFK's. Told you, wow. Told you, and told you again. Though that claim was widely dismissed because he was telling the truth and nobody wanted to believe it because it didn't agree with the Warren Commission.
Yep.
Just thought I'd mention that. In 1982, Harrelson was convicted and sentenced to two consecutive life terms. He spent the rest of his life in federal prison, where he died in 2007. Shocked fans took to the comments to share their disbelief. Users penned, "I was today's years old when I learned this." Well, alrighty then. Holy cow, I've never heard this story before. Wow, I had no idea. Never knew this. Interesting. Glad to know his son turned the family legacy around. But he confessed to the killing of John F. K. and they assigned that blame to him. In the video "From JFK to 9/11, it's a rich man's trick, which I highly recommend you watch. It's 3.5 hours. After you finish that one, start Angel Wars.
Oh, gosh. you got a whole week lined up on that one.
Well, instead of sitting around watching Netflix all the time, do something that's going to teach you something. But Woody Harrelson is a great actor. I love the guy. His dad is the one who claimed and confessed to the murdering of JFK, but it did not meet with the official narrative, which brings me to another thing. Joe Rogan was talking this week about this whole thing with, you know, deporting these illegals. And he was saying how they're taking people out of the Walmart parking lot or out of the Lowe's parking lot or the Home Depot parking lot, and they're arresting people that are here working, doing jobs. You know somebody.
Well, yeah, I had a conversation with a buddy of mine who's got a very, very successful stucco contract company in Florida, very big, does mainly all commercial, and he was a little frustrated the other day as I was talking to him. we called and talking about some business stuff. And he said, you know, what's crazy about this is he goes, this isn't what anybody asked for. You know, there's videos now that have been popping up all online. I'm sure you guys have seen them. There's one in Orlando he was telling me about. These guys are roofers. They're roofers. They're illegal. And I'm not justifying illegal immigration or any of this stuff. I'm saying, but this is what they're doing. They're on the roof. If you've ever done construction or done roofing, it's a rough job.
I've done roofing.
Yeah, I've done. It's hot. Okay. I mean, but it is what it is. And they're coming up there, and they're basically threatening these guys with tasers if they don't come down off the roof and get arrested. There's other videos of them rolling. Well, here's a video. Let me show you one right here. This popped up earlier. Look at this. So these guys are running around chasing everybody. And what I love about this is these guys come out in full body armor with zip ties. And
with masks on.
With mask on.
Zip tying this guy in the
chasing
crowd.
People through the parking lot. There's another right here. The Home Depot turns into a war zone. You know, they're busting windows out, dragging people out because they won't open the door because they're scared to get arrested. I'm okay. Tackling people. I mean, it's turned into this, like, this Gestapo dystopian weirdness where you've got these guys jumping out of plane trucks. This is one of the videos David showed me. These guys pull up plane truck, not marked vehicle. They all jump out in full body armor, all multicam, ski mask on. They go start tackling people on construction sites, zip tying them up, bring another truck in to arrest them off. And he goes, what are we doing? He goes, is this what we asked for? It's not at all what we asked for. You know, why aren't they raiding these MS-13 gun houses that ATF sold all the machine guns to? The two illegals that got popped that nobody wants to talk about, they got busted going into Colorado Springs with 180,000 rounds of 30 caliber ammunition. Why are we busting those guys? Oh, you know, he's undocumented. He's over here doing construction, doing roofing. They're picking the lowest hanging fruit to cause the most amount of chaos. That's what they're doing. If they started going and raiding drug houses and raiding weapons houses and raiding MS-13, I promise you it would actually have an impact. This doesn't have any necessarily impact on the economy, except you're going in now and you're starting to give everybody this normalized vibe of law enforcement and full body armor running through parking lots, tackling people now as a custom normal occurrence.
The fear this is causing in people who basically are here and have been here for decades.
That's what he
illegally
said.
Is unprecedented. Yeah, I've got a friend of mine I met here a few months ago, and she told me, you know, she was from Brazil and that her papers weren't perfect. And she's scared. No, she's scared. She's having to bounce from place to place to place. I have no idea what happened to her, but she bounces from place to place so they can't find an address to come arrest her. And so now she's doing DoorDash trying to survive and to buy food, and she doesn't know what to do because she's scared out of her mind. She was from Brazil, and she's sending money or trying to send money home to her parents. It's like a 6-to-1 ratio down there. So if you make $1,000 here, it'd be like $6,000 of their dollars a month. And so the ratio is great if you can send money back down there to these people to try to help the families. And so many of them also came in from third world countries to come up here to work to support their families in third world countries. And now they're being told that they're going to be arrested if they get found. And this is not what any of us signed up for.
No, see, the thing is, I ran it from the rooftops for years about getting rid of these hardcore illegals that were involved in weapons trafficking, human trafficking, drug running, murder, all kinds of crazy stuff. That stuff, absolutely, these people don't belong in the United States, period. But going around, turning these parking lots down, this is happening all over the country, turning parking lots of Home Depot and Lowe's into these like dystopian nightmares. These guys running around in body armor, chasing people down. I've seen that over and over again now. It's happening everywhere. Run around M4s. And I mean, the problem is, who are these guys that are running around with these masks on? That's my next question. Who are they? They're allegedly law enforcement. They're allegedly ICE.
You know where they get trained, right?
No.
Israel.
Mossad trains them?
Yeah, most of them, yeah. Most of these high-end police forces all over the country, they send their troops, they turn into troops. They send their officers to Mossad, and they get trained in Israel on how to handle this, how to have the most fear, how to scare the most people, terrorize.
And that's what I'm getting at. This is no longer about illegal immigration. This is about instilling fear in the population where you never know where you're going to turn now and see some guy in full body armor with a machine gun ready to raid somebody because they don't have their papers right at Home Depot.
I remember the last time I was in Europe last year, I remember I was in a town. I can't remember the town. I think it was Munich. And I was walking around in Germany, and here comes this guy, these two police officers dressed up in full gear,
Oh, yeah.
Now, they weren't wearing masks, and they had a German Shepherd attack dog.
Yeah, probably running MP5s or M4s, okay. H&Ks.
And this one woman basically was walking by them, and the dog alerted to her. I mean, I saw this. This isn't something I read about. And the dog had about 4 feet of slack on his leash, and he lunged at the woman's face and went berserk trying to bite her. They had to pull the dog off. Woman was scared out of her mind, and the dog went ballistic. And I thought to myself,
poorly trained dog.
And I am, well, where am I? Where is this? Are we talking, this is, this is some kind of Gestapo world? And the guys wouldn't even apologize to her. They're screaming at her in German. I'm listening to it going, why are you yelling at this woman? All she did was walk by you. And apparently what she had done, she had put her cigarette out someplace where she wasn't supposed to put the cigarette out.
Wow.
And I'm like, gosh, this is, how in the world can you do this to treat people like this? Coming to the United States soon, bud. Watch the videos. But I mean, this dog was vicious. And if I don't remember if it had a muzzle on, I don't think it had a muzzle because it was a police dog.
They don't put muzzle on police dogs.
But I couldn't believe how it did this. Oh, by the way, EPA's Lee Zeldin is doing unbelievable damage control now because of what Kennedy said on Dr. Phil about chemtrails.
Oh, that's good.
And because the entire internet exploded with these storms all over the United States that are being geoengineered. And so now there's so much blowback. Remember what I told you guys? If you make enough noise, they do something. He's publishing a facts page debunking claims that chemtrails alter weather. I mean, can you believe this, Austin? We know this technology exists. I mean, so many people have told us that it exists, and people have admitted to it being that it exists. But now he's got to come in and say, you can always trust this administration and this EPA to take your concerns seriously. Now, here's one of the psyops they do here. And a lot of this is with neuro-linguistic programming. You know you have to trust this administration.
Right.
So what do you hear? What are the words your subconscious picks up? Trust this administration. He doesn't say, we're not lying to you like a sack of feces. Because what would you think if he said that? They're lying to us like a sack of feces. No, this is neuro-linguistic programming in its finest. You know you have to trust this administration. No, we don't. You guys lie about everything. Why do we trust you? You go over there and bust people because they pump water out of the pond on their own property. You know, and you arrest them and say the pond doesn't belong to you. I mean, you know, this is the EPA we're talking about here. So you know you have to trust this administration. No, we don't. You know we don't have to trust them at all because they are a sack of feces. So we don't trust anything you say. So this guy comes in and says this with neuro-linguistic programming. Of course, here he goes. By contrast, according to the EPA, chemtrails is a term some use for inaccuracy and accurately claiming that contrails resulting from airline traffic. Whatever. Low-altitude propeller aircraft disperse chemicals at times, but only for legitimate purposes like firefighting or farming or skywriting. Let's make sure we talk about skywriting now.
There you go.
The federal government is not aware that there were ever a contrail intentionally formed over the United States for the purpose of geoengineering or weather modification. Last night, I watched Independence Day. Now, I haven't seen that movie in a long time. And, you know, and I remember they walking down into that military base at Area 51.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, who pays for all this stuff? Well, yeah, it's just need to know. And then he goes, why wasn't I informed about this? Need to know. So the president's sitting here going, I don't know anything about this. You didn't need to know. So when they tell us that, you know, we're telling you the truth and that the federal government never be involved in this, I personally believe that there are most people in the federal government at the highest levels who have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah,
now, they can still look up and see the chemtrails. And me, Ma, Ted, personally, had two water samples and analyzed. Jeez. And both of them, and they're both posted on our website. They're both so high in aluminum and barium, they're not safe to drink. And they were from rainwater. And you think, that's why I did it twice. Just to let you know that I took two samples just to make sure you couldn't say, well, that was an anomaly. The first one doesn't count. I could have taken 50 of those.
The same thing.
The problem is the laboratories nowadays around the country that take and do these rainwater samples, when they start talking about this, suddenly they have a phone call.
Yeah.
Are you checking for aluminum and barium in the rainwater?
This is the title of it. EPA head promises total transparency on geoengineering and contrails as weather conspiracy.
It's not his department. This is DARPA.
Here's again what you said. Total transparency. Yeah. We're going to be totally transparent. Yeah. We're going to release the entire list.
Just like the with Jeffrey Epstein.
We're going to tell you everything that we know. Debunk the new online resources, the outlandish claim of government weather control. Operation Popeye got declassified in the 70s. The U.S. Air Force talked about in detail that they had advanced weapons basically to do weather modification. That's from the 70s. Oh. EPA has nothing to do with weather modification. Let's just be clear on that. That's all DARPA. That's all Pentagon. This guy's going to go to total transparency. Oh, I have all the answers for you now. We're going to release all the footage. Gosh. At this point now, I don't know why anybody believes anything.
Well, I did. Remember, we did a show a few years ago. Why is everything a lie?
Yeah.
And we took like the top 20 things that they tell us, and we debunked all of them as far as being a lie.
We're publishing everything the EPA knows about these topics on our websites. Total transparency, American public. I can tell you with complete certainty the EPA has no idea how far this goes with weather modification.
There's a book.
It's not their department.
There's a book that I read a long time ago. It's called Angels Don't Play This Harp.
Exactly right.
Why don't you read that one?
Yeah.
And that talks about Bernard Eastland and all the patents they use for weather modification. Angels Don't Play This Harp. Great book. Oh, by the way, this is funny, and I'm not picking on our black listeners. Not doing that. But this is funny. It deals with Carnival cruise ships.
Oh, gosh. Well, Carnival's when they said that poop cruise, too, last decade.
Well, no, I told you. Carnival, I've warned you never to go to. Yeah, black customers outraged by new Carnival cruise lines limiting ghetto behavior.
Limiting ghetto behavior. What do they classify as ghetto behavior?
What they're doing, they have apparently a lot of them have Hellcat cars. And Carnival's allowing them to bring the cars on the ship with them.
I don't think that's a spoof.
No, I got pictures of it. So you can park the cars because you're scared that you're going to have your car vandalized at the docks. So you can bring it on board. They'll charge you extra fee. Now, here's the other question I've got to ask you. Why do they want their cars on board? What's in the trunk?
I don't know. I've seen some of that stuff. Some of it's AI, though. I've never seen Carnival allowing cars to go on.
I'm just telling you what it says. And it says, the fatigue is real. In recent years, the unwritten rule among most vacation goers interested in a week-long cruise was to stay away from boats with cheap tickets such as Carnival. Why? Yes. Well, no one has been allowed to say why publicly, but a mountain of video evidence on social media sends a message loud and clear. A certain subset of black customers cause big problems and ruin everybody else's cruise. But remember, there are no refunds.
There's no refunds.
And there's no guarantee you got a safe ship.
There's no safe passage or sanitary guidelines.
It is not racist to point out observable facts, and the viral black fatigue discussion is not something that can be easily dismissed. It's not just whites complaining. It's everybody complaining, including other black people. Ghetto behavior, they're actually throwing dice on the deck. Ghetto behavior is epidemic and intolerable, so much that the corporations are starting to take notice and calculate the best cost-to-benefit ratio for the market fatigue. Of course, they won't say it outright, nor do they need to. Carnival Cruise Line has become a magnet for black vacationers, largely to deep discounts. On a 3 to 5 day ticket, you can get it for $168 a night. The cruises have also garnered a reputation as a block party on the water.
That is a fact.
Remember that one we actually did this the other day. We actually played that video of them fighting on board.
Oh, yeah, that happens a lot.
However, Carnival introduces new passenger rules in June. This has just happened, and especially to target black customers. I'm reading you what Zero Hedge is writing. Zero's tolerance on smoking marijuana on board ships.
Oh, gosh.
Minors cannot be in public areas without a parent after one. Personal folding fans and boots on the ground line dance are now banned due to noise.
Personal fans.
Bluetooth speakers in public areas are banned due to loud music.
Now that gets annoying on cruises.
Disruptive guests can be removed without a refund and possibly fined. That's always been the case.
Yeah.
Numerous customers claim that Carnival's DJs will no longer play rap music, though Carnival denies this. Critics argue the new rules are designed to make black passengers feel less welcome. Others argue that the new rules are not racially motivated and are simply designed to make jerks, I'm going to change the word, feel less welcome. Common complaints about Carnival crews include loud, obnoxious mob behavior, fighting, and lack of cleanliness. Now, I'm going to say this. Here's my complaints on Carnival and Holland America. The food is filthy. It's awful.
It's trash.
Cheapest stuff you could buy. unbelievably horrible with the luncheon meats. The food has hair in it. I had it happen multiple times. I wrote a whole article on this. The food basically is so bad you would want to feed it to a dog. I lost 7 pounds on the last cruise because I couldn't eat the swill they were trying to feed us. The entertainment on the board the ships is so bad it's not even watchable. And the food sits on the Lido deck with unclean plates for hours on end, and you've got to push dirty plates and dirty forks away from you so you don't have to get contaminated with somebody else's saliva. That's Carnival, and that's Holland America. And, you know, and the crazy part about it, this is moi seeing this. It was so bad, Austin, when we did that South America thing, that we never went on another cruise with any cruise line because the trauma. I mean, the PTSD, projectile vomiting in the hallways. It was unbelievable how bad it was. And yet, they sit there and say, we're the best cruise line out there. No, they're not. They're the worst cruise line. They own like 6 or 8 cruise ships, or different level, including Holland America. They ruined Holland America. Holland America has been one of the finest cruise lines in the world. It's not anymore. You know, it says, look, I'm going to keep it real. Carnival Cruise Line is catching some heat over new rules. But let's talk about what's really going on. They banned big speakers, certain music, yes, rap, and they even stopped marijuana. I mean, what's wrong with them? The people who complain about such broad common sense rules are essentially self-reporting as are the people who no one wants around. Being trapped on a boat, that's the word, Austin.
That's
trapped. Being trapped on a boat and surrounded by a massive ocean requires behavioral limitations on everyone. But for some reason, only a certain group of customers are complaining about being forced to behave for the sake of others. You know, I remember this in school. You know, there were certain people that were part of the gangs, whites, blacks, Hispanics, okay? And when you hung out with those people or got around those people, there's a really high probability you were going to get in a fight.
Yep.
I'm just letting you know that. Unless you're going to be a little, you know, I guess you're going to, well, I guess the word would be biatch. Unless you were going to be their little biatch, you were going to get in a fight. They're going to say something to you that's going to precipitate something. Well, now you're not fighting one, you're fighting 2, 3, or 4, or 5 of them. And you're going to get beat up unless you have 2, 3, or 4, or 5 of your gangs. Hence how the gangs get started and these groups get together to start with for self-preservation in the public school system in the United States. Now they're telling us, if we put you on a cruise ship and we lock you up in this floating boat surrounded by an ocean, it's like being in prison, by the way, because you can't get off. You're stuck on the boat. We're going to require you to have certain behavioral changes so you don't make everybody else's cruise horrible,
miserable.
Well, you can't do that to us. You're being racist. No, we just don't want you guys doing drugs and up all hours nights screaming and yelling. The other day, some little kid fell overboard.
I saw that.
And on Disney Cruise. I mean, unbelievable.
Dad jumped right in, though.
Yeah, Dad went right in behind
her. Straight in behind him. I'll give him credit. He didn't hesitate. Boy, she fell.
I would just say that.
He was straight over that rail. No life jacket, nothing.
I mean, I would have.
The problem is, on those areas, sometimes you don't have time to grab something.
Oh, God, I had a gator dream the other night, an alligator dream.
Those happen.
God, that's awful. No. We had a canal that went between my mom's house from Lake Mariana to Lake Jesse.
Yeah.
And it was all kinds of swamp creatures in it. And so I was back in the canal, you know, over there. And they had somebody opened up the channel where they were flushing it out. And over on the side of the canal, there were these big giant mud things, you know. And they were gators that were basically coated in mud.
They do that,
right? And so I walked by one of these things in this dream. I don't know why I'm telling you guys this, but this thing was about 5 feet tall.
The gator was?
Not long. Okay. And I walked around it because I thought it was part of the landscape in this dream. And finally, I looked at it. I thought, because the water was rinsing off some of these gators. And I looked at it and said, that's about a 28-foot gator.
How much melatonin did you take?
Too much.
Too much melatonin.
It was awful. So here in the dream, I go, do you know how much this thing is worth?
Of course you did.
No, I said, it's either going to be we kill it and stuff it or we put it in a zoo.
Why do you sound like John Voight off Anaconda?
I do. I've been watching too many movies. And so I'm thinking to myself, so I run and get a high-powered rifle. And I'm thinking, well, that won't work. This bear will work. So I run down there with the bear. And I think to myself, okay, there were hundreds of them. And I thought to myself,
you're wild, bro.
This must be the granddaddy gator. And this is a dream, by the way. This did not happen in real life. And so I thought to myself, wow. Then I wake up and I thought, oh, God. Oh, my adrenaline. This is why you don't wear an Apple Watch.
Yeah. Oh, he's probably on the roof.
Heart rate spike. And I thought to myself, I've been in Florida too long.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
well, I talked to Mike yesterday. He was looking at one of my Gatorheads at the office when he was over there, and he's buddies with one of the FWC that was at the scene. That girl, that lady, got eaten up a month back, and in that kayak. And he said, "Man, she was mangled up, boy." And he said, "She was." The problem is, he asked me, he goes, "How deep of water there?" He said, "They were only in like 3 feet deep of water."
Yeah,
it was like 11-12 foot gator. And he said, "You know, were they trying to like go after the?" I said, "Yeah, they were like trying to paddle towards the gator." And he goes, "Dude, you get a gator that's that big in low water like that, he's going to attack you. There's no option.
Well, he's the apex predator,
right? And he's automatically threatened. He can't dive down in the mud. You're 3 feet of water. He's already touching the bottom." So it happens. Dave went over to me. He bit that kayak, flipped her in, and then that was it.
Okay, now what I'm going to tell you is not a dream. You guys ready? This is a real dream. Australia.
Oh, Australia's wild.
Remember that?
Australia's got some landscape.
Remember, we went up to Cairns.
Yeah.
Okay. And we flew up there from, I think it was from Melbourne, and we went to a crocodile exhibit.
Oh, yeah.
Remember this?
They got some crocs in Australia, man.
And this thing was like 21 feet long. And I remember the guy was out there feeding it either chickens or something. And do you remember?
Like whole birds.
Remember this? He was having to hold the food up in the air like this. And this guy's like 6 feet tall. And the gator head is as long as this guy. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
So don't tell me these things don't exist. They're huge.
Australia. Well, the crocodiles are a whole other level of alligators. We got gators down here. They max, you're getting about 15 feet out of them.
That's
16
a
feet.
Big animal.
Crocodile.
They remember gators. You know, do you know why there's only 15-foot gators here? Because they were all killed.
Oh, so we hunted them out.
They don't die.
Don't stop growing.
No.
And they don't have
something has to kill them.
Right. They don't have a life cap.
No.
You know, the gators around here, I mean, the ones that even we've got 11, 12 footers, they're 70, 80 years old. Mm-hmm. They've been around for a long time. So this is a side note. It's a little humor on here. I want to see who the top shareholders were of Carnival.
Imagine this. Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. Remember, you peasants, you goyim, you have no right whatsoever to have decent food given to you, and you must watch ghetto behavior on cruise ships, or you're a racist. God, I can't believe I said that.
And you're not entitled to a seaworthy passage, seaworthy vessel. Gosh, I was like, just out of curiosity, Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. I was like, imagine that. And what's crazy is combined, they own 20% of Carnival. Just those three.
Which means they control 20%. The board.
They control the board.
All right, the swine on these boats, they deserve the worst food we can get. We can increase our margins by 2.3% if we feed them swill.
These people were stuck on that boat in the Gulf for 7 days with no running water, no showers, no toilet, eating bread sandwiches and MREs, no AC.
With bags to poop in.
And Carnival gave them a $500 credit back.
To go back on another Carnival ship.
$500. And they tried to sue Carnival. Multiple people sued Carnival. They interviewed that attorney in that documentary. And he goes, I am an attorney. I've never read this in the terms and conditions. When you purchase the ticket, you agree that Carnival is not required to provide you with a seaworthy vessel, healthy sanitation, or palatable food. We're not required to do it.
You know, I remember.
I was like, wow.
Years ago, you and I were on a cruise. I think it was the Eastern Mediterranean. And they stopped near Belgium toward Antwerp. Remember?
Yep.
And they had this big thing they had. It was me and you and mom, your mom, and Gene Dawes. And we decided we were going to go to see a chocolate factory.
Oh, yeah. Over this.
It was like a $250 trip, right?
I was all excited about it. I thought it was going to be like Willy Wonka. They had all these brochures.
Oh,
all these detailed photos, them designing all this chocolate. I'm like, and I love chocolate. I was like, this is pretty cool.
Because I never went on those cruises because the trips were always a ripoff as far as these excursions.
This one looked pretty cool. The marketing was great.
So they drove us through the beautiful landscape, and they got to Antwerp, and they let us out. And they take us to a place called the Novotel. Well, it's a hotel. I didn't know.
Novotel Hotel.
Yeah, and I thought,
middle of the town.
Well, where's the chocolate factory? They take us in the basement.
Literally, the basement. We're going in through the hotel. They start taking us down back stairwells.
And we're thinking we're going to a chocolate factory. And we get there, and there's a guy on a table about this size.
One guy.
With a Bunsen burner.
Yeah.
Melting chocolate and putting it in
a table about this big.
And you know, we had spent, well, there were four of us, right? So we had spent $1,000 on this. And I looked at the guy and said, where's the factory?
Well, at first, everybody, I remember myself, we all thought it was like a first demo. It was like kind of the first, oh, we're going to show you how we build some of the ingredients together. Then we're going to the next phase. So where's the factory at? This is it. Where's the display and everything at? This is it. Watch what I'm going to do. Pour some melted chocolate in a little cast. I'm like, this is the chocolate factory.
For $1,000, right?
Yeah. Everybody's standing around looking at each other like, what the heck is
this? No, we got there. It was a straight scam.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember I left. I said, I'm going to go walk around Belgium.
Yeah.
I'm going to go around and walk around Antwerp where we listen to the churches. And I got back to the boat, and I said, I need a refund. Yeah. We can't do that. We had to pay the vendors. And I'm like, do you realize what you just did to us?
Yeah.
It's an entire day is gone.
Scam.
And it was a scam. And that's one of the – I think that was the last time I took a doggone trip off a ship.
What do they call them? The excursions?
Yeah. Well, I remember one time we went to Machu Picchu because we were stopping out there outside of Ecuador. And I remember – the trip was like $5,000, some stupid amount of money to go on this excursion. Maybe 20, I think it was 2,500. We got it done for like less than $300 a piece with the airfare, the hotel, and everything.
Yeah, you probably did it yourself.
I did it myself. I couldn't believe it. But I could not believe it would have been like $20,000 or $15,000 for us to all go because we had all three little kids with us. And
the excursion is almost on all those cruise lines. All the cruise lines are always ripoffs. They're massive. And they say, don't do anything local. And now I do have to say, if you're going to be going and stopping in an area that's like, you know, combat zone, probably don't need to do anything other than involved with the ship. Just saying that. But a lot of these areas that are pretty safe, get some other bids on it. Because there's a reason why they charge you so much money. Because Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street can't get enough free air. So they want to make sure they tax you and tax you and tax you. They don't get enough money on the cruise. They want to tax you on your excursion.
Now, if you go to a third world country, make sure you have it lined up in advance. We went on a safari once, a long time ago, 20 years ago, me and Sharon. And, you know, we were going to take a friend of ours, Gene, with us. And, you know, we had it all lined up, and he didn't want to go because it was going to cost an extra couple $1,000s because he wanted to fly with somebody else over to South Africa instead of Kenya to do the safari. And they were going to go over there and book the safari after they got to South Africa.
Remember that.
Remember that? Because he flew over there first, and the first hotel they got, they had to shake the dirt out of the sheets.
Yeah.
And didn't have AC in it. And he had to shake the dirt out. And he called me up and says, don't come here. And I said, I'm not going to, bud.
Yeah.
You don't go to a third world country without having something prepared in advance and make sure that you know who in the world you're going to be going on safari with.
Yeah. Well, especially security, too, man. A lot of those areas are always back and forth as far as combat zones.
Well, and then he was going to, and then, but basically what happened, they're going to be there for like 3 weeks. And after 1 week, they all came home.
Yes, I forgot.
Remember that? They all came up. They said, can't deal with it. He was in a car with two people that were fighting the whole time. And he said, this is, I'm not doing this. This is awful.
Speaking of awful things here, Walmart recalls 850,000 water bottles.
What
after
for?
Two people are blinded.
How do you get blinded from a water bottle?
I don't know. I saw this article pop up this morning. It says the recall impacts Ozark Trail 64-ounce stainless steel insulated water bottles sold via Walmart. They're recalling 850,000 after reports of injuries involving their screw cap lids.
The lid can forcibly eject, posing serious impact and laceration hazards. I guess it could hit you in the eye. When a consumer attempts to open the cap bottles after food, carbonated beverage, or perishable items, basically they can blow up, I guess. Wow, being hit in the face by bottle screw cap lids, two of them suffering permanent vision loss after being struck in the eye.
That thing comes off hard.
Well, you think about it. You know,
it's pressurized stainless.
Well, the same thing like with our HGH stimulate.
Yeah.
You know, when you mix it up in a shaker, which I don't recommend you do, it pops the top off.
Well, if you do it in a shaker, because I do it in a shaker, I do it while I work out, you only have to do it once. But as soon as you get it mixed up, release the pressure on the lid because it does.
And the other thing with it, too, is don't use as much water.
Yeah.
It'll still mix up just
as well.
And then
you can add more water to it afterwards.
Because
it will pressurize.
Oh, yeah. And don't take supplements after you take that HGH stimulant because it's effervescent.
Let it settle.
In your stomach.
But this is crazy, though, man. I mean, that's 850,000 water bottles all getting recalled now. But on the other hand of it, too, though, I mean, like, why are you putting sodas? It's a carbonated beverage. Why are you putting carbonated beverages in a stainless steel container? You know they're pressurized. You know they're going to swell up.
Well, but you know, I have to give Walmart credit for recalling these because there should be some type of safety capsule when you break
it should vent.
It should vent itself because
two people suffering permanent vision
loss.
Serious,
man.
That's a big deal, man. You go buy a tumbler, it blinds you.
Speaking of vision loss and seeing the doctor, American doctor organizations are such shills for Big Pharma, they cannot be trusted.
That was a good segue.
That was a good segue. Okay. Sometimes we compliment each other. American doctors' organizations such as Shills for Big Pharma so they cannot be trusted. So, this is by Paul Craig Roberts. Scientific research independent of Big Pharma money has proven conclusively that the COVID vaccines cause enormous health injuries and deaths. One producer of the vax withdrew it from use. Data shows beyond any doubt that the vax is particularly deadly for young children whose immune system it destroys and for pregnant women. Remember, this is proved now.
Yeah.
Faced with overwhelming evidence about there, which there is no doubt, Health Secretary Kennedy removed the CDC's recommendation of the dangerous vax for kids and pregnant women. The vax is just as dangerous for everyone, but Kennedy left the recommendation in place for everyone else as it proved impossible to stop Big Pharma except in a minor way. Nevertheless, Big Pharma sized its shills, the American Academy of Pediatrics, American Public Health Association, for their groups on Kennedy, and they filed a lawsuit against the government, including Kennedy. Big Pharma is so accustomed to totally controlling American health policy. They do it through the AMA, too, by the way. I'll cover that in just a second. For so long did the Big Pharma executives believe that they, not the federal health agencies, have the right to control vaccination policy. Big Pharma does. Big Pharma is now attempting to use the federal judiciary to institutionalize their control over the American health regulations. This is a prime example of what happens when money takes over democracy in the republic. Political decisions are made not in a public interest, but in the interest of those who provide the campaign contributions.
Yep.
Federal agents become shills for special interest groups. The only way to fix this is to remove money from politics that would require Congress to vote against their own political campaign contributors and leave Congress without source of election funds. Try to imagine politicians competing by debating values.
There you go.
And policies in front of an audience instead of slinging mud and alleging scandals on thousands and millions and billions of dollars worth of TV commercials.
Right.
And he's right. Now, I'm going to say this. Years ago, the AMA, the American Medical Association, went after chiropractic. Now, there are really good chiropractors and there are really bad chiropractors. Let you know that. Just like there are really good medical doctors and really bad medical doctors. But the AMA was so angry and so bent on destroying chiropractic, they actually attacked chiropractic to try to put it out of business because it was interfering with the medical doctors. And they ended up having the chiropractic organizations file the lawsuit against the AMA and won. You guys can look it up to stop this. This unbelievable attack on chiropractic. The right crazy part about it is the AMA is funded through a lot of these wealthy doctors and guess who else? Pharmakia, the pharmaceutical corporations who use them as their shills to push vaccines and push other types of drugs that are totally untested, especially in combination with other drugs, at these different continuing education classes these American medical doctors take. You have to have so many hours every single year as a chiropractor or as a medical doctor or any kind of professional to make sure you maintain your competency. So what they've done now, they've taken over these classes, these extended classes. They give them these vacations and these exotic ports. They pay for their trips. They do all this other kind of stuff to have them come in and take their classes. And then they teach them about how to prescribe more drugs. That's what this is. And so as long as that's going on, they're going to control everything through BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, because it's this group of people that run it all through their bloodline families. I've read you that article. I'll pull it back up again about how this is from the ancient primordial serpent. I'm going to read you that again right now. But that's what this is, and Paul Craig Roberts is right. Until we get Congress and we get these guys not to be relying so much on corporate sponsorship for their elections, this is not going to change.
No, it's spot on. The problem is now elections are no longer based, like you said, on values and ethics and what they're bringing for their constituents. It's all based on who's got the deepest pockets and biggest supporters and who wants to throw the most amount of cash. I mean, it's insane how much money it takes to run a campaign now. It's insane. Insane amount of how much money. And so they've done that on purpose because they want to make sure the average individual has no ability to actually campaign unless they have some insane amount of money coming from campaign donors, which is exactly what Dad just said. There's another article here, too, that came up. This is interesting. It said, America is tearing apart. It's an all-out war fought on our streets and our homes, on our dinner tables, on our very minds. It's an interesting article. It says, one thing's certain today, we're living some of the most turbulent, unstable, frightening times. And this is, I'm not going to go through the whole article on here, but it talks about how the manipulation psychological operation, all these different crises that continue to compound, and it's like they're growing exponentially now. That's on purpose. They have to continue to do this to the chaos theater. They have to continue to have this problem, action, solution. They create the issues, then they have the action for it, and then they bring the solution, allegedly. That's their pretty much their mantra with it. And you're seeing this now. More and more people are starting to become, you know, basically distant from each other. And so I encourage a lot of people, you know, try to find baseline agreement with family and friends, especially close ones. Try not to lose relationships over petty things. I've watched that a lot over the last few years, where you have some families, you have friends, people that I know, even other relationships that I've watched, seen, and certain things have become very minor. They're very minor. They become very, very serious for no reason at all, because people start letting their emotions get under play. Understand that you've got to be able to control and contain your emotions. You have to be able to take a step back and say, is this really that big of a deal? Is this going to be a big deal in 5 days, 5 weeks? Is this really the hill that I want to fall on this topic with this friend, family, spouse, so forth? Doesn't matter. Really look at that, because you're seeing this happen more and more now, where people are starting to be, they're being told by the mainstream media who to hate, who to like, what to go after, what to talk bad about, what to be negative about. They're being controlled and told this to a level we've never seen before in history. And it happened primarily, you saw it with COVID. People that didn't know anything about science, didn't know anything about the shot, were defending it tooth and nail. And that was their hill they were willing to die on, because the mainstream media told them, you've got to get the COVID shot because it's safe and effective. I remember family people calling me up saying, I don't know what to do. I can't even go visit my family. I can't even go to Christmas and see my grandkids, because if I don't get the COVID shot. I knew couples that had gotten divorced, and they were literally threatening the other couple, the other spouse or the ex-spouse, with custody, taking them to court if they didn't get the shot, because it wasn't safe for their children to be around them unless they had the vaccine. I heard crazy stories. I know y'all have too. So be very cautious what you're thinking and why you're thinking. Because remember this, the mainstream media is not there to bring you the news. They're there to tell you how to feel. That's what their job is to do through psychological operation. They're not there to bring you updates and give you unbiased opinions. Say, hey, this is what it is. Take a look at it. This is our opinion on it. They're there to tell you what to think and how to feel. And once you understand that, it will affect you much, much less, and you'll be able to make better decisions and stay away from certain things that you don't want to do. Because like Dad always says, ask yourself the question, what am I doing? Is that okay? And basically, what's it doing to me? And look at those questions and say, okay, is that okay? And what am I doing? Is that okay? What's it doing? And then a lot of times when you do that, you'll go, no, I don't know why I'm watching CNN for 3 hours every night before I go to bed. I don't know why I turn the news on and have it playing blindly while I'm in the kitchen. So it's just theater. All that stuff is unbelievably subliminal that they have on the commercials, they have on the news, they have on the media all day, every day. It's designed to control the narrative and make you feel and think a certain way. That is the only purpose of mainstream media now, my friends. Just remember that.
Well, it is. The mainstream media, it's only here for one thing. It's a CIA re-education program tool. That's all it is. That's all it's ever been since the 60s. And they used to have subliminal advertising on these shows. And at the end of the night, the TV would go off and they'd play the national anthem. Yep. And they would show you little things on the screen along with the words to the national anthem, like obey the government, buy, purchase, obey. And subliminally, you're picking all this stuff up and you're listening to it. And they banned it because it was so effective. Our government did that to us, guys. You can do the research on it. And when you understand that, you start to realize it's pretty bad when you see this. It really, really is, because they completely want you to be at war with every single person, including your family.
There's no unity between anyone. Nobody can stand strong and fight anything.
Well, no, what they've done is they've come in now and they said, okay, women have to hate men.
Right.
Men have to hate women. I mean, everybody's got to hate each other. So now we got to make sure the men don't want to date women. Women don't want to date men anymore. They've done that with the nuclear family, with feminism. They've done that already. That's done. Then they say, well, if you're straight, you can't like a gay guy as a friend. They say that too. Or if you're a gay guy, you can't like a straight guy as a friend. And, you know, and there's some reasoning for that as far as diametrically with each other's value system. I got that. But then they take blacks and turn them against whites. They take blacks and turn them against Hispanics. Now they're taking blacks on cruise ships and turning them against, on ghetto behavior.
Now everybody's, this whole illegal thing. Now you got all these people that are anti ICE. They're having all these rallies because they have friends and family they're going to arrest in Home Depot. Then you have the other side. It's like, no, we need to have a stop illegal immigration.
A unified force can win a war.
Oh, yeah.
If they're not unified, they can't.
They can't do it.
If you've got 500 people in an army and you have a division going out to fight and nobody believes in what they're doing, they're going to do exactly what the Russian troops did in World War
One. One of the reasons why the Marines are such an effective fighting force is they're one unit.
Yeah.
Same thing you see with the higher end, with Tier 1, Tier 2 guys, with Delta, you know, Navy SEALs and all that. They are literally one group.
Well, the Russian...
They fight together, they live together, they die together.
The Russian army in World War One were being just slaughtered.
Yeah.
And so finally, they just turned around and went home.
Yeah.
We don't want to do this anymore. It's awful.
It's awful.
You know, and so that's exactly what happens whenever a country has the same thing. No longer have a unified force. You don't have nationalism anymore. You don't have a relationship with the Most High God. You don't have a relationship with Jesus. Now it's like, well, everybody's for themselves here.
Exactly.
We're good.
Right.
You know, it's so funny. Zelenko said it was so funny. He goes, I'm a conspiracy realist. Vanguard, BlackRock are stakeholders in all industry, media, academia, and politics. Vanguard and BlackRock invested in each other in something called circular ownership. Thus, consider BlackRock and Vanguard as a monopoly that own everything. With due diligence, you'll discover the major stakeholders of these monopolies are the Rothschild family, DuPont family, Rockefeller family, Carnegie family, Orsini family, American Bush family, the British Royal family. They use the foundations to foment chaos around the world. And then he talks about how this is a part of the primordial serpent from the ancient days. He goes, the owners are basically manifestation of the primordial serpent. And see, this is exactly what he's talking about is our fallen angels. That the fallen angel bloodlines have basically gone into human beings now because they're easier to possess that way and have forced all of this. This planet has turned into a stinking petri dish, Austin. That's what it is. Let's see how bad of food we can give you on a carnival ship until you die from the food. But we don't have any right to give you good food. You signed the form that you don't even have the right for a safe passage.
Swine food, and you'll like it. You know, it's funny, like News Corporation, who owns CNN, right? Top shareholders here. State Street, Starboard, Vanguard, BlackRock. Well, then you flip over to go, who's the top shareholder of Fox News Corporation? Oh, Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street. It's the same thing. The same
circular
guys own the same companies. They all own the same thing. That's why they just give you one side of a narrative and the other side of the narrative and say, you've got to pick one. You're either with us or you're with the terrorists. Us, terrorists. Us, terrorists. You can't have any independent thinking. You can't think outside the box. You've got to focus exactly on what we tell you. Pick one side because they control both sides of the narrative. Step outside the box. Choose not to participate in many cases if you have the ability to do so. That one of the biggest things you can do to control your own life is figure out how to control your mind and control what goes in your mind.
And here, this is a recap. Everything on earth is literally owned and controlled by these same top investment companies, along with the largest banks, mutual funds, insurance companies, and even political nations. Owned and controlled through bribery and blackmail. And that would be Jeffrey Epstein. All of these domains are completely dominated by the same controlling bloodlines, Rockefeller, Rothschild, etc. To lock in their controlling stranglehold on humanity. This is this fallen angel stuff. Even the smaller investment firms in the Fortune 500 are owned by the same similar ones. It's all part of the giant group of people that run the planet. It's like George Carlin used to say, there's a giant club. You ain't in it. And these guys are. And that's why they buy up everything, because that way they can control you. That's why they come over here right across the street from us and bought the entire subdivision, BlackRock did, before they ever broke ground. They owned all of it. And the contractors were happy. Oh, my gosh, we just sold it out. We made millions of dollars.
Yeah, you got this giant hedge fund that comes in and goes, we'll buy the entire subdivision. We'll give you 50% down, 50% when it's finished. And you go, and if you're a developer, you're construction, you're contractor, that's like the best deal ever. I mean, that's like the bread and butter, because you don't have to worry about trying to get them sold. You don't have unused inventory. It's like, boom, done. And what's happened is that's the reason why the housing market in Florida got so massively overbloated and went up 300, 400, 500% in some cases, was because of the banks coming in and the hedge funds coming in and owning all these subdivisions now. And then you had all the price increases that the subcontractors, the contractors got unbelievably greedy. I mean, the cheap Miranda housing that we have down here, before COVID, it was about 60 to 70 grand to build one of those houses. That's what the raw cost was in those houses. 60 to 70 grand for this piece of crap house they put up. They sold them for about $250. All of a sudden, COVID happened. They were selling for $500. Their cost went up to $110. They still made an insane amount of profit on these houses. And that's why I tell everybody, do your due diligence. If you come down here to Florida, because there's a lot of scammy stuff in the housing industry down here on a whole other level that a lot of people don't understand. This is my opinion.
Well, no, that's exactly right. You know, and I'm gonna have you read this article from before it's news. And it says that basically they're going to, they start talking about Ghislaine Maxwell and all the pedophilia.
Pulled up.
And yeah. And the, well, no, it's okay. But what the thing about it is that we've got a problem here right now in the United States because the child sex trafficking business is one of the fastest growing organized crimes there is. So this was the Biden administration was directly involved with this at the border. And so this is a real problem. That's why Jim Caviezel did that movie, The Sound of Freedom, yep, or The Bell of Freedom or whatever it was. I like Jim Caviezel. He's a great, great actor. And he's a Christian. And now they're going to be doing The Passion of the Christ too, which is going to make a lot of people in Hollywood really, really mad because Mel Gibson has the ability to produce a really good movie and get it distributed. And I really like Mel Gibson. I know he's got some personal issues, but the reality is I think as an individual, he's really trying to promote the truth of what's going on in Hollywood. And that's why they've eviscerated him with the way they have.
Well, that's exactly what they've done. You know, I watched an interview with Tucker Carlson last night. I forgot the guy was on there. I was trying to find a second ago. I'll find up. I'll post on the website. And he was talking to a guy that was involved with a lot of government stuff. And he goes, people have to understand. He goes, this disclosure that they just did, this was weird, twisted, flip 180, had nothing to do with doing this for the American population. It was not about, they already knew nobody was going to receive it. They already knew everybody was going to pitch a fit. They didn't care. He goes, the reason why.
They don't care, you're right.
He goes, the reason why they did a 180 and they lied to everyone is he goes, they were letting everybody know in these pedophile rings and these elite individuals and everybody that voted for this bill and passed it is that we're going to protect you if you do what we say. It wasn't coincidental they passed that bill on Friday and suddenly they came out with this bogus Epstein response on Sunday. That was not for us. That was a full disclosure to all the pedophile rings and all the elites and all the guys in Congress and basically the Senate. You did what we did. You did what we wanted. We're rewarding you. We're backtracking everything. Nobody to indict. Nobody to investigate. No further investigation.
We're giving you a hall pass.
That's what it was for. It had nothing to do with us.
It won't. No, they told everybody in the world, we won't do this. We're not coming after you.
You're good little boys.
Now, what's going to probably happen, and we can't prove this because we don't know where the stuff is, but this evidence is going to just disappear.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to go away. Don't you remember the Hunter Biden laptop with all the pedophilia stuff on it and all the stuff with children and all the perversion?
Suddenly, there was no laptop.
What are you talking about?
You conspiracy theorists. There's a laptop available. There's nothing. He didn't even have a laptop. Hunter Biden didn't even smoke crack. There was no photos of him smoking dope.
And that's why all of his teeth rotted out.
Yeah, there's nothing to do. This is exactly what they did. The disclosure they did on Sunday was nothing to do with us. And that interview made a lot of sense. Because it was all about letting all the pedophiles know in these rings that they're involved in, we're going to protect you because you did what we told you to do. Good little boys. You get a hall pass now. That's what it was all about. There's nothing
to
do with
probably
us.
Half the people in Congress were involved in the Epstein files.
I wouldn't doubt it. If they weren't directly involved in having footage on them, they probably had some type of other dirt. Because remember, this thing turned into a spider web. Mm-hmm. This wasn't just, oh, we got so-and-so involved with this underage person on video. You had other people at these parties that knew about it. All said, oh, he was there, too. I saw him there. Oh, there's video footage of him partying here.
Look at the P. Diddy thing on a spider web.
Oh, yeah. It got deep. And so again,
they even dragged Justin Bieber into that. All that mess.
He fights a lot of stuff. I feel sorry for that kid. Sometimes.
Well, no, it's like Lou Pearlman and what he did with the Backstreet Boys.
They drag these young boys and young girls in the music industry. It's one of the most perverted industries out there. And they tell them, would you do this? You're going to get a contract. Oh, you're going to get a record deal. Well, you know, I just need you to do this for me. Let's go hang out. Let's have a couple drinks. And they go do these things to these kids, 17, 18, 19-year-old kids, and they have. And at the time, when you're that young and saying, well, we got a $5 million contract for you. Now you're 16 years old.
I saw a pastor in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
He used to take his 16, 17-year-old boys that were in the church and take them on trips in his private jet and his Rolls Royces.
Yeah.
Put them in the same room with him.
Yeah.
And finally, a bunch of them came out and said, basically, you raped us.
Yeah.
And they came out on it.
Because that's the thing. When you're dealing with kids.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I know it.
These guys are sick, man. So, again, keep your heads up. Keep your heart and mind strong. Keep your body strong. Keep exercising. Keep taking your protein if you need it. We got tons of it. Fit Food Whey Protein. And the Purple Sticks. You know, we love those.
These are all empty. We've used all these.
They're just displays now as we burn through them. Eventually, at some point in time, all these boxes will be empty.
It's just displays.
It'll be displays probably another year or two. But if you guys need anything, Team Health Masters, give us a call. Lots of specials we're running right now. The 3-pack on the GHI Cleanse. that Dad so affectionately drinks in the morning all the time.
Almost
gone. He's got to add a little bit more water, though. His was a bit thick.
Mine was rough, but I tell you, I feel good.
Oh, yeah. It'll get you going. It pulls the inflammation out of you.
Well, when I got the GHI, I got the magnesium brain food from the powdered multiple and a purple stick in there. So I'm kind
of... Honestly, quite
frankly, my legs are now.
If you were really just trying to keep it simple, you could do that one shake you just did one time a day.
Feel pretty good.
Feel pretty doggone good, honestly.
I feel great, actually.
Yeah. So, thank you, my friends. Team Health Masters, email us, call us. Be sure to follow the website at Brewer Show. Get updates. Sign up for the weekly newsletter so we can keep sending you stuff every single week. Keep you guys fed with information and supplements.
And keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life. Remember, He is the author. He is the finisher. He is the perfecter of our faith. I love you guys. Thank you for your support, and thank you for your prayers. And I'll be praying for you again on Sunday. Interest. God bless.
Have a great week, my friends.